Thank you for joining me on another episode of She Leads Now podcast, where we help career and entrepreneurial women gain the tools to develop a success mindset, create winning strategies, build collaborative relationships, and take bold action towards creating impact and fulfillment in their lives and careers. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I'm on a mission to awaken and activate women and emerging leaders so they can tap into their innate leadership ability, elevate their influence, and create the impact they were destined to make. If you're ready to uplevel your confidence, courage, and influence, you've come to the right place. Join me weekly for insights, strategies, and resources to help you grow, develop, and embody the leader you were meant to be, so that you can make the impact you know you are called to make and establish the legacy you've always dreamed. The world eagerly awaits the emergence of your brilliance, impact, and influence. So with that, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of She Leads Now. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I am thrilled to be coming to you with a solo episode, which I hope to keep short. But if you know me, you know that's sometimes nearly impossible. But I wanted to share a quick revelation, if you will, that I've had recently and that I've been applying. And as I've been talking to clients as well as other individuals, I think that this is a topic that is relevant and that might serve you in your growth and development. And also, I wanted to come on and share some next steps, some exciting news about things that are taking place, both with regards to the podcast itself and some things that I am trying to launch for you listeners so that we can engage more and I can continue to bring you valuable conversations that, you know, not only entertain and motivate you or inspire you even, but also support you in taking actions to move forward in your life, in your career, and in your business. So with that, if you are completely new to the show, welcome. Welcome. I'm happy to have you here listening on whatever day or time it is that you're listening. And for those of you who are subscribers and have been rocking with us since January of 2021, welcome back. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your grace. And I'm going to thank you again a little later on as I introduce today's topic. But I do want to acknowledge you and I do want to thank you. And so, you know, for those of you who are listening, who have been listening for a while, and those of you who are listening for the first time, you know, as we're going through this or as you listen to episodes, if you find that, you know, they're helpful to you and or someone in your circle, I encourage you to go ahead and share, subscribe, leave a rating, leave a comment if you so choose to. I would love to hear your feedback. And also, you know, reach out to me, support@sabinegideon.com. Let me know if there are any specific topics that you're interested in learning more about, and I will be happy to accommodate. So with that, our topic for today is really around the power of consistency and commitment. And there's a reason why I'm sharing this, especially, you'll find out as I share a little bit more, but with what's coming forward and certainly as we're at the time of this recording towards nearing the end of the year of 2023, I know it feels like it's far away, but really we only have about 2.5 months left of this year. And so I know many of you, especially those of you who are business owners, are already planning into 2024. And for those of you who may not be business owners, I know you're probably thinking about it in your organizations, as well as thinking about, you know, how do you end the year? I had a client earlier this week, I was talking to her and she was just like, yeah, you know, things have been a little crazy. I'm planning for Thanksgiving and I'm planning for Christmas and all this stuff. And I was just like, whoa, it's like the second week of October. What do you mean you're planning? And then it hit me. It's not that far away. So hopefully this message today is supportive in helping you, you know, not get to a place where you're overwhelmed, but certainly can start to think through what do you want the end of the year to look like, as well as how do you want to start the beginning of the year? So with that, again, I mentioned that the topic for today is the power of consistency. I'll have an official title by the time this rolls out, But something hit me earlier this week, actually, as I was journaling. And I mentioned before in the mindfulness series that I did earlier this summer, that I had adopted a morning routine and I was consistent with the morning routine and the amazing results that came out of that routine. I was hospitalized in August, so following that series, and it threw me off the routine a little bit. I have to be completely honest and transparent. It threw me off because here I thought my routine was keeping me great and healthy and all the things, but there are some things that I was not aware of. And so had to take a few weeks to kind of process that situation, if you will. And now I am back on my routine. It's a little bit more modified than it had been before, but nonetheless, I am back on it. And so the thing that came to me earlier this month, actually, no, about a month ago, I decided I wanted to get back into the process of writing my gratitude statements in the morning. So in the past, I had gone, you know, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months of dedicating a few minutes every day, just going through and writing, you know, 10 things or however many came to mind that I was grateful for. And life happens, right? I still journaled, but not necessarily doing that practice. And I read a couple of books and it caused me to go back to that because I could think back to those days in which I was intentional about starting my day with gratitude, the things that I was grateful for. And even on the days, I got to be honest, there were days where I was just like, I got nothing. I mean, I'm happy I'm alive. I woke up, right? And that's how basic the gratitude statements were. It still supported me in so many ways, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you name it. So I made the decision at the beginning of this month that I would start my gratitude practice again and go 90 days. If you listen to the mindset, mindfulness, and manifestation series, I talked about the importance of doing something consistently for a minimum of 90 days. Even though we're taught that it takes 21 days to build a habit, the truth is it takes 91 days for it to be part of your lifestyle. And so I decided to start that. And I've been doing it every morning now. So I didn't start on the first exactly because I was traveling. So I'm about halfway through the month, nonetheless. And a couple of days ago, as I was journaling, something came to me and I started to go down the route of exploring that thought. And it was almost like a conviction, not in a bad way, but you know, as I looked at where I was, what was happening. Don't get me wrong. A lot of great things are taking place in my life. A lot of shifts, a lot of transitions still, which is, you know, which I'm working through. But I also recognize that there are some places in my life where I felt like I could not yet break through. And I'm going on this rant in my journal and just like, well, I've done this and I've tried that and I'm doing this. And then finally I heard, you know, you're not asking the right question here. And so I paused and I asked, well, what question should I be asking? And, or what am I missing? I think that that's the question that I had not yet asked. So I asked the question, well, what am I missing? And the response that came back to me was consistency. And I sat with it. I was just like, huh, okay. Another touche moment, God. So what came about that is me recognizing that there are areas in my life where I am committed, I am dedicated, I am disciplined, and I am consistent. They are non-negotiables. And in those areas, I see the results that I, you know, desire to see. And then there are other areas in my life where I wish they were different, but they're not. And I had to sit back and I had to assess, why aren't they? Why aren't those areas in my life operating the same as these other areas? And it all boiled down to consistency and commitment, really. There are things oftentimes that we want. There are things that we desire. There are things that we hope will happen. But at the end of the day, nothing manifests just because we hope it'll happen. Nothing manifests because we want it to happen. If that were the case, there'd be no poverty, there'd be no climate issues, there'd be no war, there'd be no sickness, right? If simply wanting something or hoping or wishing for something to be different actually worked or actually was enough. And so as I sat with that, I recognized that, or I had to ask myself before I recognized anything, I had to ask myself, well, are these things things that I actually want? Because if I wanted them, or if I want them, why am I not consistent? What's stopping me? In some cases, as I've done the work, they are things that I want. And the things that have stopped me from being consistent have centered around fear, have centered around my own self-doubt, and you name it, right? Imposter syndrome, whatever you want to call it. So the human in me and some of my patterning, and we'll talk about that as well, has stopped me. And then some other things that I started to assess, I realized I don't really want those things. I only thought I wanted them because that's what such and such said I should be doing or I should be having, or that's an image from somebody else's life that I admire that I thought, you know, I'd make my own or make my own identity. And so I'm sharing this with you for a couple of different reasons. One, to start, let me apologize. Here we are, middle of October. I took a break. I took a break Q2. That was an intentional break. But I decided in July that I was going to come back to the show and I was going to be consistent and I was going to make sure that I showed up for you. I showed up for myself. I showed up for the guests that I was bringing on the show. And the last few weeks, that has not been the case. I won't make any excuses as to why that hasn't been the case. I have had some turnover with the team of individuals that I have hired or brought on in freelance capacity to help support me. But at the end of the day, the burden falls on me to show up and to make sure that there is a show released every week. And that has not been the case. So for those of you who, you know, at one point She Leads Now was part of your regular routine and it was just something that you had created the habit around and I have not shown up, I apologize to you for that. There's no excuse for that. There's no valid reason or excuse. But what I can tell you as of today, as of the release of this recording, and I'm sorry if my voice is cracking because she's getting a little emotional. What I can tell you is that I'm making the commitment to show up consistently every week moving forward, because releasing this podcast isn't about me. It isn't about me hearing myself talk. Because if you're like me, most of you, you don't like listening to yourself anyways. But anyways, it isn't about me hearing myself talk or producing something that, you know, I feel is going to get me accolades, but it's really having conversations to motivate, to inspire, and to really spur more women into action and standing in their identity. And so with that, again, I apologize for not showing up consistently and know that I am making the commitment to change that regularly. So even if I have people who don't show up for the recordings or I have staff members who are not doing the work that they need to do, I have a responsibility and an accountability and I plan to uphold that. And so something I wanted to share, or another piece that I wanted to share with that as it relates to consistency, you know, for years now, I've been saying, and I say this to my clients all the time, how you show up one way is how you show up every way, right? And even earlier when I shared the example of myself, I recognized there are places that I was showing up regularly and consistently, and I was getting results. But if I really take the curtains, if you will, they're not the results I could be getting. They're not even really the results I truly desire to get. They are results nonetheless, because there's some action being taken towards it. So I've had to really dig deep and recognize that, you know, what I want to create, whatever that looks like and whatever I'm led to create, that at the end of the day, I have I have control over that. Now, there are things that we don't have control over, right? We don't have control over the economy. We don't have control over some crazy person walking into a store or doing, you know, people doing stupid stuff. But what I have control over is deciding these are the actions that I'm going to take every single day, because this is the result that I'm going to move towards. And so the gratitude journaling is one thing that I have done consistently for the last several weeks or a couple of weeks now, as of the time of this recording, and I plan to continue. I'm first starting with a 90-day commitment, because my mind can imagine and my mind can, at least right now, support me with a 90-day commitment. Beyond that, I want to continue, but I'm not going to overload myself and saying, I'm going to do this for a year, for the next 10 years, because that is a fail safe way of me going into the place of self-sabotage. So for those of you who are listening, and not only did I want to share this as encouragement, but you know, I want you to think as we're wrapping up 2023, look at your results. Look at your results, whether that be in your business, in your organization, in your relationships, right? This isn't just about money or quantitative things in your life, but look at what you've produced this year. Look at the results. Look at what's mirroring back to you. You know, did you make a commitment at the beginning of the year to be more healthy? And by February or March, that went out the door because, quote unquote, life happened. You know, are there things that you're looking at 2023, even right now, as of the time of this recording, you're like, dang, I really wish I would have stuck to that, or I really wish I would have accomplished that. And I want you to ask yourself two things. One, are these things, or is this something that you really, really want? Or is it something that you've picked up that someone else is doing and you've decided? And secondly, if you really, really want it, and you're not committed to it, and you're not consistent towards achieving it, why? What's at the root of that? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it worry? You know, most people wait until the beginning of the year to decide what they want their year to be like. I'm goal setting now for 2024, at least Q1 of 2024. Not that, you know, everything has to be about a goal or everything has to be about achieving things, but we all have desires. We all have wants. We all have things that we want to see. And if you're a listener of this show and you're part of this community, I know very much that you have big goals. You have big dreams. You have big aspirations. You have impact that you want to make. You have a legacy that you've carved out and created for yourself that you want to work towards every day. So ask yourself, in the places where I'm not consistent, what's causing my inconsistency? And be honest with yourself. If it's not something that you want, let it go. Let it go and use that energy towards something that you can be consistent towards. The other thing that I want to encourage you is to keep in mind this 90 days, right? The 90 days is important. And if you think about it, just from I'm not a neuroscientist by any means, but I've read enough. And so your subconscious, it has its pattern, it has its way of doing things. And anything that shows up that's not familiar, if you will, or comfortable, it automatically rejects it, or it'll find a way to get you to self-sabotage. So when you commit to the 90 days, know that it's not going to be smooth. Ooh, every day I'm going to feel like doing this. But the more you do it, the pattern, if you will, like if you're, let's just say you have a route that you go to every day for work, and you know, this is the route that you go every single day, and then something happens and you get detoured, right? So think about the neural pathways in your mind being just like that. You go down your path every single day, everything is predictable, and then all of a sudden something is up ahead that you can't see, or you decide that you want to do something different and you take that left and then you take that right. And then you find yourself in a place that is not comfortable or not familiar. That's what's happening in your mind. However, if you decide, okay, every day I'm going to take that left and then I'm going to take that right and then I'm going to take this next left, versus going down the path that you had been going, your mind will eventually get to a place where it says, okay, this is the new track And now this becomes autopilot. So to get to autopilot, you need to give your mind some time. So commit to something for 90 days, or if there is something that you have committed to and you've started and stopped and started to stop and stopped, decide either I'm going to let this go, or I'm going to keep, or I'm actually going to make the commitment. I'm going to move forward. And then the other thing, I read this book. I can't think of the name right now, but I will definitely include it in the show notes. It was dealing with regards to practicing. And, you know, the studies show that individuals who usually tie a goal or a new thing that they want to do with a specific date, whether that's at the beginning of the week or at the beginning of the month, or as we know, the beginning of the year, they tend to stick to it a little longer because there's that excitement of something new. So if you're listening to this, it's middle of October, right? You might say, all right, you know what? I really want to get back on this. Maybe starting today is not the best thing. Maybe you need to wait till November 1st, or maybe you wait till December 1st or January 1st, whatever it is, but choose a date. Choose a date and then count out what the 90-day date is going to be on your calendar, and then write celebration day. I've literally done that for like three things now, where on my calendar, I can see when my 90 days is going to be up for a few different things so that I can move forward and celebrate when I get there and then continue, or, you know, change paths if that's what makes sense. So I hope that was encouraging for you. It was encouraging for me. But nonetheless, you know, again, I want to reiterate for those of you who have been longtime listeners, thank you so much. Your support means everything to me. I appreciate you rating. I appreciate you subscribing. I appreciate you leaving comments. I appreciate you sending me messages about the show and how it's impacted you. I actually got a message from someone earlier this week that said that they, you know, they used to have an out of office and they took it down because of the environment that they were in. But after listening to one of the episodes, they, you know, they realized that, you know what, I need to reestablish this boundary. And so they're putting their out of office, whatever that looks like, back up. And so I am encouraged when you share messages like that with me, that you've listened and implemented some of the stuff that I've shared. Again, we will be back next week. We will be back next week with another episode. This week actually is a double episode. So you will also see a conversation with Hema. And so as far as next steps or upcoming things with the show, I am currently doing LinkedIn lives. Well, their lives period being streamed to different places with some of the individuals that I spoke to during the original Leadership Reloaded series. So this is Leadership in Action. And we're talking about, you know, what's changed in their fields, what's changed in organizations, what's changed in the women's leadership movement since we originally discussed it last year, as well as, you know, sharing what's new and what's coming. And so be on the lookout the next several weeks. I will be talking to a few of those guests. I've also begun recording for the next series, which will be Women in Power. And, you know, this is an extension of what I've been doing this entire year. We started with women in leadership, then moved into women in money, and then now healing our relationship with power and what that means and how that shows up. So I'm excited that that series likely will not start to get released until next year. But we're having the conversations now so that I can prep everything, that I can align everything and segment, you know, the conversations out so that they're consistent and across the board. I've had some conversations with some amazing female powerhouses who, you know, they weren't born knowing that they had power, that they had leadership ability, but they learned it along the way. And not only did they learn it along the way, but they are adamant about making sure that other women feel supported, other women are mentored, other women are given opportunities to step in leadership as well, which I think we need more and more of that across society. And then, of course, you know, Lead Her Ship Reloaded, the book, Reimagining, Redefining, and Rehumanizing Leadership is out. It's on Amazon. I encourage you to grab your copy. If you are interested in getting a signed copy from me, there is a link in the show notes. Be sure to grab the one that says special for listeners so that I can get that out to you in my little arts and craft arts and crafts package there. So with that, I think that's it for the show. If you have questions, if you have comments, always feel free. Send me a note on support@sabinegideon.com. As always, I have a couple of coaching, well, not out as always, but as of right now, I have a couple of coaching spots available. So if you are listening to the show, you are thinking to yourself, you need someone to help guide you, help support you, help come alongside you during your time of transition, of growth, and, you know, moving into the next place, please feel free to reach out to me. I would be happy and honored to support you. And then lastly, thank you again for sharing, for listening, for subscribing, for doing all of the things. I sincerely appreciate you. So with that, we'll be back next week. I will be interjecting some of these little hopefully shorter episodes in between the interviews for the Lead Her Ship Reloaded or Lead Her Ship in Action series, excuse me. My goal actually for this year, I'm close to getting 100 episodes. So my intention, my desire is to get to my 100 episode goal by the end of the year. So I put it out there. So given what I just said, I got to remain committed and consistent so that that could happen. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. I appreciate you. I love you. I care for you deeply. And I thank you for continuing to do good in the world in whatever capacity you are serving in. Thanks and talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of She Leads Now. If you found today's episode helpful or got a piece of insight that you plan to implement in your business or organization, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Sabine Gideon, that's my handle, and send me a private message, or feel free to go ahead and leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I also invite you to share this episode with anyone in your network who you think might benefit from this content. Lastly, be sure to check the show notes and the description below for links to resources, including relevant downloads, articles, and any upcoming training. Until we chat again, have a blessed and powerful week.